The Joint Institute for Nuclear Research has organized the 19th conference Science, Philosophy, Religion in Dubno. Scientists, philosophers and theologians discuss the development of Russia in the 21st century, the interaction of scientific and religious principles. An honorary professor of the Moscow Theological Academy, Alexey Ilyich Osipov, is a regular participant of the conference. He always concentrates attention at the main points, which should always remain in the center of attention when discussing the main modern problems. The professor calls for seeking the reasons and not just discussing the consequences. And this time, so when it came to how they dealt with people of other convictions in the recent past, to the repressions to which the clergy were subjected in the 20th century, the professor said, "We pay almost no attention to the origins and reasons of the horrors which started in 1917. If we do not make a real analysis, then it will be hard for us to avoid the repetition of similar events. Let's do not settle down too much. Oh, how well, all is great, 70 years have passed, and now we will live, create, and develop." Is it really so? This is an open question, of course, and it seems strange to me that we are not trying to answer it. We keep talking about some consequences, facts, but the main question actually remains out of sight. Alexey Ilyich Osipov accentuated the word spirituality, having called it the main term in consideration of the past. This problem should always be in the center of attention, as the reasons and consequences of the problem of today are rooted here. It is the development of Russia, underlined the honored professor of the Moscow Theological Academy. So what is spirituality? Spirituality, first of all, is about the state of a person's soul. What are the properties of this soul? For example, Apostle Paul says, the spiritual fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, mercy, meekness, abstinence, and so on. You see what properties he enumerates as the most meaningful ones. So the spirituality is not about just the external aspect of our behavior, not even about morals, as it also characterizes the external aspect of a person's life, but about the state of a soul. It is not so difficult for me to be moral if I don't kill anybody, I don't steal, I don't break laws, so I'm a moral person. And the spirituality asks, do you have vanity or pride? What about envy, self-importance, and so on? So the spirituality is about the inner contents of our soul in the image and likeness of God. The topic of the conference is the interaction of scientific and religious principles. Where are the touch points of science and religion? The science delves into this matter, and religion delves into a person's soul, in the spirit. The religion calls for a person to get closer to God by means of likening to Him. The science only deals with the matter and shows how unbelievably complicated this world is, how perfect it is, beautiful, and consequently urges our mind to think, where does all of it come from? Who created all this? So thus, science can make a person ask themselves, who is the source of all this beauty, expediency, and regularity? Isn't it time to turn to the source when studying all this? Here we find the touch point of science and religion through the cognition of this world to turn to God. The scientists, theologians, and philosophers speak of scientific and spiritual laws. The conference is held with the active participation of the Scientific Council on Social Religious Studies of the Russian Science Academy, the Moscow Orthodox Theological Academy, Moscow National Lomonosov University, Orthodox St. Tikhon Humanities University, the Institute of Philosophy of the Russian Science Academy. Philosophy means speculation. What kind of speculation? The one which aims in the long run to find out where Sophia or else wisdom is. Philo, I love. Aspiration to wisdom, aspiration to knowledge of essence of things. Who is the essence of things? Usually, all the philosophers in the end came each at their own level, of course, to the recognition of a higher intelligence, higher mind, higher justice, the recognition of the Creator. At last, Christianity opened something unprecedented in history. It said that this source is not intelligence, justice, truth, mercy. Most exactly, not only all of these mentioned above, but it is something supreme. This source is love. I would call it an unprecedented discovery in the world religious thought. There was no thought of a kind. At most, it was intelligence and justice. Christianity said, no, it is not supreme, it is a consequence. And the supreme, final, and the most perfect is love. If we say that God is love, it means that love is the absolute law of our human existence and of all existence in general. Consequently, any act against love is the same as a jump from the second, third, or tenth floor. You mustn't break the laws. And love is an absolute law of existence. In Russia, they have always searched for the fundamental idea, the road one should move alone. Holy Rus appeared because from times immemorial, holiness has been the general national idea of the Russian people. When we adopted Christianity, there was such an idea. But there also turned out to be many contradictory lines. Paganism, first of all. Paganism protested all the time. Paganism was based on power and on justice and reason. And suddenly here is love. Sometimes they don't understand that it was reasonable love and not insane. When you love, you remove appendix and you don't give painkillers to a person. But still, this idea was accepted by our people to some extent, and we can see many holy people who realized this idea in their lives, then set up monasteries which aspired to this realization. But in human world, nothing is strong and more insane never lasts a day. And even the monasteries turned into simple communities, and even the idea of spirituality gradually faded away there. Ignatiy Brянchaninov wrote in the 19th century that it was difficult to find a monastery where it would be at least remembered that the main activity of a monk is Jesus' prayer. Today, if you ask, they will not tell you what it is. And if they do, they will say, leave me alone with your Jesus' prayer, I need to do this and that, and so on. Here is what it all is about. But the best, most important and reassuring thing is that at least the idea of spirituality is still alive in our people. It has not left us yet. Opening of the conference. Thank you. I would like, first of all, to express my positive feelings due to what I have just heard from the three parties, all these three speeches were a symbol of the conference called Science, Philosophy, Religion. Especially, I was impressed by words of Vadim Yurievich on how they dealt with people of other convictions not so long ago. It seems to me that we shouldn't get our hopes too high, that now it will not happen again. When doctors examine a patient, they look for the reasons why something happened, for origins. It seems to me that we pay almost no attention to the reasons of the horrors, and I can find no different word for it. Those horrors, which started from 1917 and lasted for decades. What are the reasons and origins? If we do not know this, if we don't make a real analysis, it will be difficult, I think, to avoid the repetition of similar events. Let us not be reassuring ourselves. Thank God, 70 years have passed and now we will live, create and develop. Is it really so? It remains an open question, and it is strange that we are not trying to answer it. We talk of some consequences, facts, but the main question remains out of sight. Even taking into account the cultural development of our country, even the world, even at the conference Science, Philosophy, Religion. Of course, the problem is clear and evident. There's a word which unites all these branches and reflects all the modern development of these three branches. Spirituality. What is it? Once we had a conference on it. Is it possible just to put it simply when talking about such things? I think this problem should always be in the center of our attention, as here are both the reasons and the consequences already existing and the ones possible in the future. Even regarding the problem on the agenda of today, that's the development of Russia. I wish good luck to this conference of ours. The end of the conference. Maybe we should really hold the next conference on, and I'm not formulating a topic but an idea, how the church, I mean the Russian Orthodox Church, and science could do something together. We should know our common purposes and means. We can go into detail, but we should decide what we can do in general and what is necessary for it. What is needed from science and what from the church? Sometimes we go into details too much, discuss some separate facts, but we should, first of all, some fundamental problems. We should decide what we should do and what we need for it. We should decide also what the church is. We shouldn't confuse the two realities, which are different. One thing is church itself and the other. and the other one is the organization or institution of the church. These are two different things. People can work anywhere, but they're all in church, and all of them are a part of the church. A different thing is the organization of the church with its hierarchy, structure, clergy, officials, and so on. It is very sad when these two notions are identified in such a way that if the church says so, it is an opinion of the whole church. Sometimes it is really so, and it should be like that, but don't we know from history so many examples of the opposite? Look what the Christian West has turned into, how they perverted the most fundamental Christian truth. Is it the church? But of course, there are Christian organizations. Do you know the organization under the Catholic Church, a huge organization compared to which all the Orthodox churches are like a pug compared to an elephant? One shouldn't confuse the church as an organization and the church as such. And the church as such is a very interesting question, as is who belongs to it and what right they have to speak, offer, and so on.